Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Teachers will be allowed to carry guns in one state in the South.
Tennessee Republican lawmakers have passed a bill that would let some teachers and staff carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. State Representative Brock Martin backs it.
I trust my local law enforcement. I trust my director of schools. I trust my teacher. If they believe this is what's right for that specific community and it's permissive and they think that's going to help take care of my child, I fully support this bill.
But not all districts will go along. Nashville's says it believes only approved active duty law enforcement should carry weapons on campus. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A new Barbie will honor an American Olympic champion.
On the ice.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Mattel celebrating Yamaguchi's 1992 gold medal with a Barbie in a mini detailed version of her black and gold outfit she wore when she won figure skating gold. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Rocky to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 42424. That's Rocky to 42424.
Good morning. It is 7:06 and 52 degrees in downtown Chadron. The news this hour brought to you by Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. In with the news, here's John Axtell.
Thanks, Jeff. Although there will be five names on next month's ballot for Chadron City Council, only four of them are now active candidates. Thomas Rutledge announced this week he's dropping out of the race. Rutledge says that after talking with his family, he realized he wouldn't have time to do justice to both the city and his family if he were elected to the city council. Rutledge's name will remain on the ballot, though, because it's too late to take it off. Ballots are already printed and going out. If Rutledge still winds up with one of the top four vote-getters in the May 14th primary, only the other three would advance on to the November ballot. Former Scottsbluff Police Captain Brian Wasson has been sentenced to prison for up to 6.5 years after pleading guilty last month to two counts of theft by unlawful taking for stealing drugs and money from the police department evidence room. District Court Judge Cindy Volkmer handed down concurrent sentences of 40 to 68 months on each of the charges and ordered Wasson to pay $7,000 in restitution to the Scottsbluff Police Department. Both the prosecution and defense praised Wasson for a lot of great work for the community over the years, but differed greatly on what should happen next. Defense attorney Myron Chalupka told Judge Volkmer that Wasson's downward slide began when he injured his back chasing a suspect in 2002. He was prescribed opioids for the pain, but became addicted. Chalupka said Lawson's tolerance to the drug grew over the years, and he needed stronger and stronger doses for the pain, which eventually led him to start stealing drugs and cash from the Scottsbluff Police Department evidence room. She also noted that Lawson last week celebrated 1 year of sobriety and that he continues to be a daily participant in his own rehabilitation, including attending 12-step program meetings. Prosecutor and Assistant Attorney General Michael Guinan told the judge that Wasson's history of fine police work and civic involvement did not diminish the fact that the thefts affected the trust of the community and within the department. Guinan said those impacts are going to be broad and long-lasting, and that Wasson's true legacy will be the impact of his thefts and conviction after he completes his sentence. Lawson also addressed Judge Volkmer himself just before she handed down the sentences, and he apologized for his actions. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says 11 inmates at the South Dakota State Penitentiary in Sioux Falls are facing charges in connection with disturbances last month at the prison. Jackley says the disturbances caused injuries to two correctional officers and did significant property damage to the facility. One inmate is charged with two counts each of aggravated and simple assault against a correction officer, correction department employee. Four inmates are charged with starting fires during the disturbances, and six inmates are charged with property damage. Governor Kristi Noem said last month the disturbances happened after tablet computers were removed from inmates after alleged illegal activity was detected using them. Jackley says inmates found responsible will be held accountable for their actions. The Biden administration is moving to let conservationists lease government land for restoration, part of an effort to make conservation an equal with other uses of public lands, such as drilling and livestock grazing. Republican lawmakers at the state and federal levels contend the changes are a backdoor to excluding agriculture and energy development from vast areas, primarily in the West. GOP members of Congress say they'll seek to invalidate it. They contend the administration is violating the multiple use mandate for Interior Department lands by catapulting the non-use of federal lands, meaning restoration leases, to a position of prominence. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, a staunch Biden critic, says he'll introduce legislation to repeal the public lands rule because it blocks access to areas that people in Wyoming depend on for mineral production, grazing, and recreation. Administration officials have said conservation leases would not lock out other uses of land controlled by the Bureau of Land Management. BLM oversees more than 380,000 square miles of federal land, primarily in western states, about 10% of all land in the U.S. The rule also promotes the designation of more areas of critical environmental concern. A special status that can restrict development gets given to land with historic or cultural significance or that's important for wildlife conservation. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says the changes would restore balance to how the government manages those lands. And this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In the Nebraska State College System, trustees have officially designated today as Denim Day for the three schools. The designation's intended to dispute myths surrounding sexual assault and the detrimental effect of victim blaming. The Denim Day originated from a controversial 1998 Italian Supreme Court decision where a rape conviction was overturned based on the victim's attire, suggesting that her tight jeans implied consent. While today is Denim Day officially, the actual observance at Chadron State College will be tomorrow. Not only are students and staff encouraged to wear denim, there's a photo booth, or will be a photo booth, at the Student Center where participants can sign a pledge supporting survivors and denouncing sexual violence. Yesterday, Chadron State held Walk a Mile in Her Shoe, a yearly part of the Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Individuals, with an emphasis on men, walked from Memorial Hall to the Dawes County Courthouse, many of them in high heels. It wasn't mandatory to wear heels, but having men in heels was also intended to directly confront gender stereotypes and enforce self-reflection. What women wear is not the cause of sexual assault. Several pairs had been donated for the event over the years. News today being brought to you by Home Haven, Home Haven Furniture and Appliance on West 6th Street in Shadron. Home Haven, where your story begins. It's 7:13.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker. This one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Keep Shadron Beautiful's holding its annual Shadron Community Cleanup this Saturday from 9 till noon, with the courthouse serving as headquarters. All volunteers need to do to take part is drop by the courthouse during that three-hour period for instructions and assignment to a work area. Keep Shadron Beautiful can assign a volunteer or a group of volunteers a location to clean up, or they can choose one of their own. While working the full 3 hours would be great. How long people can give will be just however long they can actually work will be appreciated. If you're unable to participate on Saturday, just contact Keep Shadron Beautiful and ask for a rain check. Supplies will be delivered to you so that you can complete your cleanup at your own convenience. What is important is that everyone planning to help, whether Saturday or another date, register with Keep Shadron Beautiful, because the organization gets to use volunteer hours as an in-kind match for grants. Anyone who wants to support Keep Shadron Beautiful but can't take part in Saturday's cleanup can also always make a cash donation. And Nebraska Public Transit Week continues, with Shadron City Transit Director Julie Lawrence inviting everyone to come by the transit office in the marketplace on West 2nd Street between 11:30 and 1 today for free hamburgers. Lawrence says it's a way to say thank you to the community for the outstanding support and use of Shadron City Transit since its creation 2 years ago by expanding the long-standing handicap bus program. Shadron wraps up its Transit Week observance tomorrow with Driver Appreciation Day, a chance to show drivers how much they're appreciated. There's nothing on Friday because it's Arbor Day, a legal holiday in Nebraska and for Shadron City workers, including those with public transit. This year's Public Transit Week has the theme of Mardi Gras. Every ride taken this week on Shadron City Transit brings a string of Mardi Gras beads and entry into drawings for passes. 5.1% of Nebraska households do not have access to a vehicle, making public transit options in both rural and urban communities vital for them. 2023, Nebraska's rural transit providers, including Shadron City Transit, traveled over 4 million miles with over 600,000 passenger boardings for essential medical care, education, employment, and freedom of mobility in their day-to-day lives. While urban providers have the largest ridership, they account for only 8 of the 58 public transit providers in Nebraska. Another 6 agencies operate regularly scheduled intercity routes across the state. We have a good number of funeral announcements today. Funeral services for 42-year-old Verna Cross started this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Cross residence at the Sundance Grounds near Kyle. Burials at the Cross Family Cemetery in Kyle. Sue Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for Verna Cross. A massive Christian burial for 51-year-old Richard Loafer will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church Hall in Kyle. Cremation will follow the services with burial at a later date. A one-night wake service starts today at 1 o'clock, also at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic in Kyle, with evening services at 7. Sue Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for Richard Loafer. Memorial services for 87-year-old Donald Egli of Hot Springs are tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Chamberlain McCauley's funeral home in Hot Springs. There'll be a coffee and visitation hour at the funeral home afterwards. Committal services will be held later in the afternoon at 4:30 at the Hillside Cemetery near Ulrichs. A memorial has been established in Donald's name to benefit the new fire hall for the Ulrichs Volunteer Fire Department. Donations may be made through Chamberlain McCauley's funeral home in Hot Springs. Don Egli was a veteran of the U.S. Army, and Chamberlain McCauley's funeral home in Hot Springs is in charge of his arrangements. Memorial services for 60-year-old Diana Neely of Gordon are Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Wellspring Chapel in Gordon. Burial of ashes will be in the Gordon Cemetery following the memorial service. Memorials may be sent to the Diana May Neely Memorial, care of Wellspring Church in Gordon. Chamberlain Pier Funeral Home in Gordon is in charge of arrangements for Diana Neely. Funeral services for 78-year-old Sandra Spider will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Spider Residence near Porcupine, with burial at the Native American Church Cemetery in Porcupine. One-night wake service starts Friday at 3 at the Spider Residence, with Native American Church ceremonies at midnight. Sioux Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sandra Spider. And funeral services for 48-year-old Leslie Bryan will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the American Legion in Martin, with burial at the Inestimable Gift Episcopal Cemetery in Allen. A one-night wake service starts Friday at 4 at the American Legion in Martin, with evening services at 7. Sioux Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leslie Bryan. For complete details on all our funeral announcements, go to our website at shadrad.com. News today brought to you by Home Haven Furniture and Appliance on West 6th Street in Chadron. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your story begins. I'm John Axtell. It's 7:20.
Hey, babe, what are you doing?
I'm trying to write a radio ad for Chadron Tanning.
Why didn't you ask me? I got a great joke about a witch that went into a tanning salon. She fried tanned everyone.
Oh, no dad jokes.
Hey, Shattered Tanning's more than just a tanning salon. It's self-care.
Okay. And we offer red light therapy, spray tans, and our highly popular aqua massage bed.
Don't forget the best part, 24-hour access. So you can tan on your time when it works for you.
It's never a wrong time to get a head start on the summer color.
Alfalfa will be a very valuable crop this season. There's no reason to let weeds rob you of production or lower alfalfa quality. Warren Chemical and Equipment Company has the answer for cheatgrass, pennycress, mustard, and kosher control. If your alfalfa needs a boost for more tonnage, they stock OFOS for all your feeding hungry alfalfa. Check your alfalfa feeds and give them a call. Early weed control is a must. Warren Chemical and Equipment Company Incorporated, Rapid City, South Dakota. Call 1-800-658-5457.
SkyWatch forecast brought to you by Paris Fisher Auto Sales. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today. High around 75 degrees. Southeast winds 20 to 30, gusts to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, an overnight low of 45. Tomorrow's forecast, mostly sunny skies, a 50% chance of rain. High in the low 70s, and south winds 15 to 20, gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce damaging winds and large hail, an overnight low in the upper 40s. On Friday, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, and cooler temperatures. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Friday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, an overnight low in the low 40s. For the weekend, on Saturday, a 90% chance of rain, a high in the low 50s. Saturday night, a 70% chance of rain, an overnight low around a 35. And on Sunday, there's a 70% chance of rain, an overnight low in the mid-30s. An overnight low Sunday night in the low 30s. On Monday, mostly clear, high in the upper 60s. And Tuesday, sunshine with a high in the low 70s. Current conditions after this.
Don't wait for somebody else's sale to get the right price on your next car, truck, or van. At Paris Fisher Auto Sales, our vehicles are priced right every time. I'll show you the book, give you a free Carfax report on the vehicle, let you take it to a mechanic and have it checked out, and give you a fair price on your trade. You won't have to see 10 different people either to buy a car. Buying a good vehicle shouldn't be a hassle. Go to where your business is always appreciated and where you always get treated right. That's Paris Fisher Auto Sales, 130 Main Street in Chadron.
Sunny skies, 46% humidity, winds out of the southeast, less than 5 miles per hour. Barometer 29.95, that's on the fall. Yesterday's high 63 degrees, an overnight low of 46. Around the area at 7 o'clock this morning, Rapid City 36 degrees, 49 in Pine Ridge. Alliance reporting 43, 32 in Scotts Bluff. Chadron Airport at 48 degrees. We have a temperature of 52 here at the KCSR studios. Skywatch forecast brought to you by Paris Fisher Auto Sales.
Have you ever really thought about how important your front door and every entry door into your home, for that matter, really is? That door provides security for your family and so much more. The wait is over. Ensemble Doors by Renewal by Anderson have arrived. These awesome secure doors have timeless style, elegant features. They can be customized countless ways with the legendary quality of Renewal by Anderson. Right now, Renewal by Anderson is offering an incredible value on Ensemble entry doors. You get 20% off every Ensemble entry door. No money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months, no payments for a year. Ensemble entry doors by Renewal by Anderson are just so much better. They're built with the best quality materials, including Renewal by Anderson's exclusive Fibrex, which has been tested to deliver enhanced security, certified performance, and lasting beauty. Please visit rbawyoming.com now. That's rbawyoming.com to book your free estimate. Ensemble entry doors. The wait is over.
Sports this morning brought to you by Culligan and the Pool and Spa Center. Back in with sports, here's John Axtell.
Thanks, Jeff. It's Wednesday, and that means Sports Weekly after the 6 o'clock CBS News tonight. You can join Jeremy Anderson in person at the winery on the west side of the Country Kitchen, which has food and drink specials for you. Or you can tune in here at KCSR at 6:06 or stream it at shadred.com. Chadron State women's golf team wrapped up the season yesterday with a sixth-place finish at the three-round RMAC Championships in Las Vegas. Eagles shot a 305, 321, 315, 938 behind Jordan Grosses, who placed fifth with a 10-over 226, a new Chadron State 54-hole record. Grosses already has the records for 18 and 36 holes. The next highest finish for Chadron State was Kinsey Smith, who tied for 20th at 234. Brooke Kramer tied for 24th at 235. Kenzie Cano tied for 37th at 254. And Aubrey Heinzman ended 39th at 254. Colorado Rockies Radio Network had technical issues last night that kept us from carrying their game with San Diego. So, of course, the Rockies won for just the fifth time all season. With more is Jack Corrigan.
The Rockies, with a rally, end a six-game losing streak to the San Diego Padres in a 7-4 triumph at Coors Field. The Padres got to a laboring Ryan Feltner for four runs in the first three innings, but the Rockies would grab the lead for keeps in the fourth with a five-run rally. It was highlighted by a grand slam from Brendan Rodgers, his first homer of the season. Jalen Beeks got the win with great work out of the bullpen. In fact, the bullpen did not allow a run in the final five innings. Justin Lawrence picked up the save. The Rockies will look to make it two in a row for game three. We'll begin our coverage at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Jack Corrigan for the Rockies Radio Network.
Rockies haven't won back-to-back games yet this year, so the fact we won't have tonight's game